It's Tuesday, January 6th, and here's some of the news beyond the headlines. At least three Saudi guards were killed on Monday near the country's border with Iraq. The Interior Ministry said the border guards encountered four men trying to cross into the kingdom early in the morning. At least two of the assailants were shot dead in a gunfight. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but Saudi Arabia is part of the coalition of nations targeting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. The Gulf Kingdom has beefed up security on its frontier with Iraq since July, after militants of the group swiftly captured vast areas of the country. A bomb targeted a building used by Shia rebels in the Yemeni capital on Monday. The blast damaged buildings and homes in Sana'a's east, and at least one person was injured. Shia Houthi rebels have seized large areas of the country over the last few months, fueling support for Sunni militant groups, including Al-Qaeda's branch in Yemen. The explosion comes a day after Al-Qaeda carried out a suicide bombing in a mainly Shia district of the city, killing at least four people and injuring more than two dozen. Two U.S. citizens of Gambian descent have been charged in connection with a failed plot to topple the leader of the West African country. The men, who reside in Minnesota and Texas, appeared in federal court on Monday, accused of conspiracy to overthrow a foreign government. Last week, Gambian forces foiled an attack on the presidential palace by a group of former soldiers, while long-term leader Yahya Jammeh was out of the country. The president has dismissed that it was an attempted coup, instead calling it an act of terrorism by dissidents living in the US, UK, and Germany. One of the men charged is accused of financing the attempt with plans to take power in an interim government. The other reportedly purchased equipment and weapons ahead of the attack.
Some of the materials are US made that they have.
A pediatric hospital in the capital of the Central African Republic is struggling to care for many of the 2 million children caught in the two-year civil conflict. Hospital staff have built tents in the courtyard to accommodate the growing number of malnourished children. Health workers have also noted a rise in malaria cases due to a breakdown in treatment and prevention programs. And a number of aid agencies have reported a recent surge in the recruitment of child soldiers. Some are given no choice, while others join because they otherwise would have no access to shelter, food, and water. The UN has warned the country faces one of the world's worst humanitarian crises, with more than 850,000 people, or a fifth of the population, displaced from the violence. Check out the Vice News YouTube channel for more original reporting and documentaries from around the world.
Estamos ocupando sobre 1,000, 2,000 almas a veces en el año, pero el problema es que ocupamos y siguen apareciendo.
No le dejen todas las responsabilidades a la policía, que la policía realmente no puede.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com strategy 1 to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Good evening. Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Show. Of course, I'm your humble host, Bob Tuskin. Thank you for joining us tonight. And we'll jump right into things. Tomorrow night, I got a great guest coming on. We're going to do a reoccurring series on the war on drugs, which, as many of you know, is really a domestic war on the people. And we're going to have on tomorrow night somebody from LEAP. Are you familiar with LEAP? Well, LEAP is the acronym for Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. That's right, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. The order followers themselves coming out and claiming that the war on drugs is a crock of you-know-what. Terry Nelson will be joining us tomorrow night. He's a retired border and custom agent of 30 years working for Homeland Security. And he'll join us tomorrow night to discuss the war on drugs and so much more. So I'm looking forward to that discussion. Of course, we'll continue that series going on. And next week, we'll have on a special agent. Yeah, that sounds real exotic, doesn't it? His name is Ray Strack, and he's worked on the medical cannabis legalization campaign here in my home state of Florida. He's got 30 years experience as a U.S. Customs agent, and he'll be coming on next week. So we're going to have this reoccurring series. On Friday night, we'll have David Whitehead on from The Truth Warrior. He's a martial arts expert and occult researcher. Looking forward to having him on. That should be pretty badass. And tomorrow night I got something planned, but it'll come to me eventually. Oh yeah, tomorrow night is the Wednesday night show with the LEAP officer that I just mentioned. And then what's Thursday? Thursday's something good. Next week we'll have April Bowden on to talk about her experiences with vaccinations. She has a son with autism that she can definitively show was made sick and given autism because of the vaccinations. And she's also got a show called the Truth or Talk, Truth or Girl Talk. And I'm definitely looking forward to having her on. But tonight we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on, or for that matter, what's not going on. You know, yesterday I got home, my wife said there was some talk of some naked photos of some celebrity. And what was the other thing she mentioned? Oh, I don't remember. But both of these items that she mentioned to me last night were the typical fluff stories. And her comment was to me that something must be going on. Something. We're getting ready for something. Well, folks, I'm sure you've heard through osmosis by now. There's breaking news. let's go ahead and see what we can figure out. And if you already have put together the puzzle pieces for this, I would love to hear it. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. All right, so let's see what we have here. An active shooter. And let me pull up my sources here. The lamestream media, of course, is already jumping all over this. Hopefully this is another domestic terrorism-based initiative that they can blame, or who knows what this is. But here's the breaking news as far as we know it thus far. Fort Bliss. Fort Bliss. Where is Fort Bliss, Mr. Producer? Do you know? I'm not sure where Fort Bliss is. Pardon my ignorance. But Fort Bliss, there is law enforcement now responding to a possible, it's not even an active shooter, it's a possible active shooter at the VA clinic. Okay, this is in El Paso, Texas, I'm just now finding out. An official with William Beaumont Army Medical Center confirms that law enforcement agents are responding to possible active shooter situation at the VA. Details are limited, and I'm sure many things will come out that they will contradict themselves over if this does turn into something of any substance. Now, folks, these stories ultimately are not that important, but they are a puzzle piece, and they are a puzzle piece that is leading up to a big picture issue. And this big picture issue is a complete clampdown of us, a complete, and I'm talking complete. I'm not talking about, yes, you definitely are right. There have been a number of things cracking down on our civil liberties and cracking down on our freedoms and so on and so forth thus far. But baby, as the song says, you ain't seen nothing yet. No, you haven't. Oh, baby, baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. Sorry to use such a cliche song reference there, but all of these things are happening incrementally. And as each story transpires, we inch closer and closer to something happening on a much greater scale. And before you know it, you're boiling. That frog in the boiling pot of water analogy that you've heard a million times really is spot on and really does encompass the strategy used by the powers that shouldn't be. It really does. And the whole notion as to the frog jumping out of that boiling pot of water is very interesting. So if the water's too hot, the frog jumps out, right? But if that water slowly heats up, then the frog will just swim around in that water, and before you know it, the next thing that hits it, the water is boiling profusely. That's why I do think that it's worth a little bit of effort to take a look at stories like this and collect them as puzzle pieces. Let's not obsess over these stories. Let's not instantly say that there's a grand conspiracy with them, because regardless of this is a completely genuine and organic event, the manipulation, the Hegelian dialectic will still be in place. That's right. Many of these events can be completely organic. They may be a completely 100% natural occurrence of some psychopath. Now, many of them aren't, and we've shown time after time complicitness on the hands of several people within the power structure, if you will, for lack of a better term. But most certainly, some of these events could be organic, and that would not for a second, this is the point I'm trying to make, that would not for a second stop the lamestream media, the politicians, and whoever else to exploit the living daylights out of the story. Exploitation is their middle name, for crying out loud. It's pretty straightforward, isn't it? All right. You tell me. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls tonight on the show. 800-313-9443. In addition to that, you can always reach me via email. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com is how you do so. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com. Would always appreciate guest suggestions or any feedback in general. In fact, I got some great feedback the other night from somebody. I don't read the positive emails. I only read the hate mails, the hate emails. And when we get back, I'm going to share with you one of these beautiful hate emails that I got recently because I love it.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Whew.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now,
isn't what we're building for.
Is the troll-free number to join us on the Bob Tuscan Show. You know, this story that was covered at the Free Thought Project really irks me to no end. You talk about the nanny state, ladies and gentlemen. Well, this is the epitome of the nanny state getting involved in our everyday lives. Here's the headline. Nanny police state. Parents are calling the cops to supervise them spanking their children. Now, first of all, I want to talk about spanking. And then I'll get into the police state element of this story. Spanking. It might seem to be a necessary evil, especially if you were raised with that thought. But I don't believe it is necessary at all. But let's put that aside for just a moment. Because the very idea that you want to teach your child what's right from wrong by doing something that's wrong makes absolutely no sense. I mean, it's pretty simple, folks. The old adage, two wrongs don't make a right. Well, that might not always be true, but it definitely applies to spanking. In addition to that, we tell our children not to fight, not to hit each other. So here's the logic. And you tell me if I make sense here. We'll open up the phone calls to the spanking topic. But you tell me if this makes sense. Bob Tuscan Jr., you come here right now. Did you just hit your sister? Did you just hit your sister, Bob Tuscan Jr.?
Yeah, Daddy, I did.
Well, come here. You're getting a spanking. Something's wrong with that picture. So here, let me break it down without the reenactment, which, for the record, never happened. So I guess it's not a reenactment. But let me break it down for you. A, my son doesn't have a sibling yet. And B, I've never put my hands on my son at all, period. But let me break it down for you. Don't hit. And in order to teach you not to hit, I'm going to hit you. And on top of that, you throw in the context of the adult hitting the innocent child. That hand up. It's kind of like government in a sense. The nanny state. And going back to the nanny state, in Okeechobee, Florida, all the way in Florida, ladies and gentlemen, my home state of Florida, parents called the police to witness them spanking their daughter. Florida father said he wanted to discipline his daughter by paddling her, but did not want to break the law, so he called the Okeechobee County Sheriff's Office to come supervise. The man's 12-year-old daughter got into a heated argument with her sister Monday, and the father wanted to discipline his daughter, according to the deputy's report. A deputy came over to the house, supervised the discipline, and determined it was within legal bounds and that there was no crime, and left, authorities said. Have you heard about this story yet? In the grand picture of things, the big picture of things, this has perhaps little meaning. But this right here truly highlights the psychopathy that in this case was state supervised by the same people that on a regular basis tase and beat and use all sorts of other physical tactics to dehumanize us and put us in their cage. And that mentality is, in a sense, imprinted into our minds with this sort of parenting, this sort of aberrant parenting. I'm sure the child was then put in time out. So do you see the similarity here between the tactics of the police and the tactics of this sort of parenting? I'm going to hit my child, and then I'm going to put them and isolate them. We know this doesn't work. We know this only promotes further aberrant behaviors. And we know this creates a psychological imprint on the individual. And I'm sure I'll get a number of calls from people out there who said, I was spanked, and it's fine, and it's okay to spank. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's not okay to put your hands on another sovereign human being, especially, gosh darn it, your child. ...800-313-9443 is the number to join me. Let's talk to my friend Mike in New York. Mike, how are you, man?
Hi, Bob. Thank you for taking my call. Talking to a subject near and dear to my heart here. My father, he actually never spanked me. I knew I was crossing the line by the tone of his voice and the look in his eye. That I was going beyond the point, and I stopped. There was actually very few times I've ever seen my dad ever lose control over something that I did. There was one time where I did something really, really, really bad in school, and I won't name it out here. But regardless, I had a couple holes in my wall, but he never hit me. He was brought up old school. He was hit very hard. Him and his father had fist fights. But knowing what he knew about getting hit, he never hit me. He never did that. He's wow. seen other parents hit their kids, and he saw, you know, the actual. You can see the damage it does to a human being over long term. You can tell, you know, who they were before they were really getting hit, and who they became afterwards.
Is it not a form of trauma-based mind control?
Yes, it is an absolute technique of mind control. And it just goes to show you how inbred those techniques are in our society. That, you know, it's total programming, control. The cycle of abuse will try to continue itself, and... You know, I see a lot of it with my age group. I just hit 32, going to be 33 in March. And I noticed that a lot of parents my age don't have a clue. They can't think for themselves. I don't know how old the guy was in Okeechobee County, but it seems like he can't think for himself. He thought, well, I have to discipline my kid, but I'm too stupid to do it. I'm afraid of authority, of getting in trouble, so I'm going to have a cop come by and monitor the situation. I mean, that's ludicrous.
Yeah, and the cop just sits back and watches this. This is a peacekeeper.
He probably got off on it. He loved it.
Yeah, you're right, he got off on it. This is a supposed peacekeeper, and here he is watching this man beat his child.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. You know, in any situation, think about it. He called and said, listen, I want to beat my kid with a paddle. I want a cop to come over and watch it. They jumped on it, you know, and of course, you know, it's protecting the serve. Who are they protecting and serving? The system, the cycle of abuse, the mind control,
sure,
whatever you want to call it.
And part of me understands the father's paranoia of having this child called protective services and losing his parental rights and having to be in fear of the state interfering with his parenting and his choices. But we're not talking about the state interfering with him not vaccinating his daughter. We're not talking about the state interfering because he's homeschooling, or the state interfering because he doesn't do a certain thing mandated by the government, which we all know is brainwashed. We'll be right back.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
I've seen several politicians in my day. I've confronted the likes of Rudolph Giuliani. I've confronted Penn and Teller. I mean, the list goes on and on. But I don't think I've ever confronted my parents, at least in a public forum. And I was just thinking to myself, did my parents ever hit me? No, my dad didn't, but my mom would grab the belt. And I'm going to call her live on the air right now. We'll see if she picks up or not. This is completely spontaneous. And I want to ask her her thoughts on this. And I want to tell her that I've decided to break the cycle. Just like I've decided to break the cycle when it comes to circumcision, I've decided to break the cycle when it comes to hitting and putting my hands on my child. Let's see if I can get Mrs. Bob Tuscan, or Mrs. Tuscan, rather. I'm not married to her. Let me see if I can get my mom on the line here. If I can manage to do this, let's try this and see what happens. All right, it's ringing here. Let's see if she picks up. She might be out to dinner. Who knows? She's definitely not listening to the show. Alright, no answer. Let's try her on her cell. What do you say? One last try. Let's try her on her cell. See what she says. See if I can remember her number. All right, let's try it there. She often doesn't even keep her cell phone on. Oh, it's ringing. Okay. Come on, pick up.
Hi, this is Robin. I'm sorry I missed your call. Please leave me a message and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Have a great day. Bye.
Hi, Mom. It's Bob. Was just wondering what you thought of this story of these people in Florida calling the cops to witness them spanking their child. I just want to let you know that I will never hit my child, and I forgive you for not knowing any better at times, and I love you, and I think that ultimately we all learn from our mistakes, and we're going to break the cycle with my son's generation, and it's too bad because I wanted to get you on here for a moment to talk about it, but we'll have to do it another time. All right, there we go. Left her a little voicemail. And now you all know my mom's name is Robin Tuscan. So, there you go. All right. Folks, let's go back to Mike for a moment. Mike, I tried to get a hold of them, but I guess they weren't there. Oh, well. They definitely weren't listening to the show, so they weren't dodging me, that's for sure. We still have Mike?
Oh, am I on?
There he is. Hey, Mike.
Oh, thank you, Bob. I'm sure your parents would never dodge you, Bob. That was probably, she was probably very busy.
Yeah, very busy, very busy, sure. Watching Dancing with the Stars, most certainly.
Yes, you know, as much as my dad was caught up in that sort of, Yankees and all that type of thing.
But your dad was a Class A athlete, was he not? From what I recall, your dad was a Class A athlete, and we hear about, you know, these athletes like this whole Peterson or whatever the hell the guy's name was, Case, and we see these athletes and whatnot doing these sorts of things. Well, I guess I'm taking it out of context. But your dad knew better. Your dad didn't put his hands on you, and he was almost in the Major League Baseball, right?
Well, yes, he was almost, he was like double A. He got he was playing down in Florida, actually. He got hurt. Back then they used to use metal cleats and they actually spiked his leg. He was playing shortstop. Common thing, back then is holding his leg kind of from back then. So needless to say, he had to find a different strategy in life. He ended up, basically, he was a great guy. He had passed away in 2012. And, at the time, I think I spent most of my life running away from him, and then the last couple of years of my life, we really got closer, as it went on. I'm really thankful for, being able to do that, so a lot of people don't get that chance. And, learning what I've learned from him and seeing how he handled his life and the situations he was in and the cards he was dealt sometimes, I have to say he was a class act, and he was actually a very good person. The thing Mark Mathio talks about, he was going into a lot, was the cosmic abandonment.
Yeah, and speak a little bit louder so everyone can hear this. You're bringing up Mark Mathio's work on the cosmic abandonment, and that definitely came to mind as we've been having this discussion.
Yeah, it's the cosmic abandonment, essentially, abandoned, by God or a creator, in that sense, but in a smaller sense, parental abandonment, okay? Most parents today are they don't have their heads on straight. Sometimes the elevator doesn't get to the top, you can call it whatever you want. But a lot of what I've actually noticed in my life, personally, is that I wasn't abandoned by my parents. Actually, I actually rejected that. So I would say, in a way, it's almost like cosmic rejection that I had for things. And they were actually good people, and to think that I would run away in the opposite direction, I wanted to be a bad person in my life growing up, and that's what
you know, brought me into a lot of this knowledge later on is that, you know, basically you gotta have that wholeness, that self-love and that balance, the forgiveness.
Yeah, and you know, you bring up a good point, because so many people from really broken backgrounds, and for that matter, so many people from really good backgrounds, go in different directions. And it's always been compelling to me. You know, so many people have argued since my son was born that he's going to end up joining the Young Republicans Club and being a statist and that kind of thing. And I wonder sometimes, because I certainly went in a very different direction than my mother, who was too busy to pick up the phone because Lord knows she was probably watching The Bachelor or something on television. But Mike, you bring up a lot of great points, and thank you for the call. I want to try to squeeze in a few more calls here. We're going to get to the Caribbean Critic for a short In the News segment coming up next, but let's talk to Sean in Florida. What's up, Sean?
Hey, Bob. You know, Mom's taking brisket right now. I hope you understand that.
Hold on. You pressed a bunch of buttons. What'd you say?
I said, you know, Mom's making brisket right now. You can't interrupt her when she's making brisket.
She's either making brisket or she's getting the schmear ready for tomorrow for the bagels and lox. And Dad's probably doing his taxes as we speak.
That's right. You can't interrupt the important progress. Listen, the point I wanted to make is, as a child growing up, now I'm almost 40 years old, as a child growing up, my father never touched me, ever. You know, never spanked me, never anything like that. My mother, though, she brought out the wooden spoon. Now,
same, yeah.
I think there is a time when every speech, every conversation that you can have with a child, and I'm not talking a two-year-old, I'm talking a five, six, seven, eight-year-old, that there might be the need for a slight spanking. I mean, that's just the way I believe. And I don't mean hurting them, but I mean redirection. You know, sometimes you have to do that, even though you don't want to.
I don't think so.
Never? You don't think there's ever a time?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I mean, again, we all have different ways of raising. Again, I was spanked with a wooden spoon as a child, not very many times, but the times I can remember, and I felt it did make a difference on me, a positive impact, because, again, nobody really touched me other than that. So those minimal times where you may have to endure that really makes you think sometimes as a child.
Yeah, I could see that. I just don't know if that's for the greater good or not. And if that really is necessary, it might serve a purpose in the moment, and it might be a thoughtful thing at the time. But in reality, I just think there's probably other means of doing it that are maybe a little bit tougher to do and a little bit more cumbersome, but yet at the end will remove any trauma or any feeling of abandonment that's placed there. And by the way, Sean is the program director at one of our affiliates, Raz Radio, if I'm not mistaken, right, Sean?
Yep, RazRadioLive.com. Yeah, we're covering you. We cover you. We cover other RPM shows. You know, I love you guys. I love what you're doing, Bob. And listen, here's the point I'm trying to make.
Real quick.
I guess sometimes not everything absorbs. Listen, my son, my youngest son, I have a 20-year-old, my youngest son.
All right, hold on. We'll get this on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org.
www.freedombroadcasting.org and start saving now.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200. Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the music, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
If you're just joining us, we're taking a few phone calls on this story of a man who called the police to witness a spanking of his 12-year-old daughter. The police officer said that in his career he has witnessed over 12 spankings and that it's, of course, legal to do. It's not legal to smoke cannabis and decide what you do to your own body, but you can hit your child, according to 50 different states. Corporal punishment is completely legal. And just before the break, I was going to let Sean Raz of Raz Radio, who carries my show and Jack Blood and a few other RBN programs or unprograms, to finish his thoughts. And then I'll take one more call. We'll go to Jonathan after that. And then we have the Caribbean critic John on deck with his segment of In the News. All right, Sean, sorry about the break, man. What else did you want to say?
Well, I guess the biggest thing, Bob, that I'm concerned about is, listen, I'm not for child abuse, all right? I'm for discipline, and I think that a big thing we're seeing is the pussification of our country, and part of that is that we can't discipline our children the way we feel right. Now, again, no, I don't want you to beat the living hell out of your child, but there is a time for a butt smacking or a hand spanking. That's in my opinion.
Yeah, and I get that. And I get the whole pussification. I get the whole invasiveness of the state into our parenting tactics. But as I mentioned, it's okay to beat your child in 50 different states.
Right.
So it's a fine line when we're talking about the state getting involved with things, and that's kind of a different discussion altogether from spanking being a proper parenting move or not. All right, Sean, love you, buddy. Thanks for calling, all right?
You too, boss. Have a good night. Peace out.
Take care. All right, let's talk to Jonathan now. What's up, Jonathan?
Hello, Bob. I have a quick question. Now, are you wanting to get a reply on the police state on observing children being abused, or my opinion on physically disciplining a child?
Either one. Go ahead.
I would have to say physically disciplining a child is the most demoralizing physical and emotional stripping you can do to another.
Do you have your radio on in the background? Yeah, turn that off because it will confuse you.
I apologize. I had a Garmin going.
No problem.
I would say that the physical abuse that, or I can't say abuse, but it's what it is. You're stripping free will from a child. Hands down, that's
exactly
what you're doing. You're stripping the free will, and you're teaching them that your consequence is physical pain. And how can we progress as a society when we're teaching the consequence to be physical?
And I couldn't agree more, Jonathan. And what about the police state aspect of this story?
I would say the police state aspect, well, it's just another color of Nazism. I mean, you know, Marx says it best. I mean, just to have, my father was a police officer, and he put his hands on all of my siblings, and it's kind of disturbing because there's probably some that get off to see like some teenage girls getting spanked by their parents. But the other thing is to have some armed man come into your house to observe your child getting beaten. First of all, that has to be extra demoralizing because now there's some man that's not even in the circle
exactly.
of your family to
exactly.
observe. Yeah, it's just creepy. How could you do that as a parent? That's even more disrespectful to your child.
I think you're right. I think that's a great point, having some Joe Public come in and have this completely invasive observation of something that's fairly intimate, which is disciplining our children, whether you agree with spanking or not. It's a very intimate moment, and it's up to the family. Great call, Jonathan. I agree
yes,
with both of your points. Thank you so much. We're going to get to our segment, as promised, with the Caribbean Critic. It's in the news.
Mainstream media.
They refuse to tell the truth.
Non-stop lies. But now it's time for unfiltered analysis, shining a light in a sea of darkness. In the news with the Caribbean Critic.
It's another edition of In the News. Here's John, the Caribbean Critic, on the Bob Tuscan Show. What's up, John?
Hello, Bob, and hello, people. Boys and girls, it's been a very interesting day today. In the news, two major news items. One is the military build-up in Europe, in Poland, Estonia, Latvia, etc., with more American armor, tanks, and armored personnel carriers. Still pushing the war agenda against Russia, who've actually been playing some very clever games lately. Mr. Putin has put forward a proposition to the European Union to abandon America and join with the European Asian Economic Organization and prosper that way, because Europe is really suffering from these sanctions against Russia. They're losing business hand over fist. And the other major topic is, of course, the oil price, which dropped to $47 a barrel. But more interestingly, which is not being reported widely, is that the market today, the oil futures market, the oil futures were trading at $20 per barrel. Now, these oil futures mean that oil between now and May has got to be delivered at $20 a barrel to whoever's bought the futures, which suggests that, yes, $20 a barrel oil will be with us by May this year. Great for the American, British, and European motorists, but for the industries, the oil industries, particularly the gas industry, an absolute disaster. Thousands upon thousands of people working in those industries will be fired, will be redundant.
Wow. That's a huge story, and of course the lamestream media is not covering it. John, we're going to have to do another In the News segment again this week because we got a lot of catching up to do. Thank you very much, as always. That's the Caribbean Critic with In the News on the Bob Tuscan Show. All right, to finish tonight's show, I just want to thank everybody, and I mean everybody, who supported the Free Your Mind Conference thus far. You can check the information out at freeyourmindconference.com, freeyourmindconference.com. And I promised I'd read that hate mail that I got earlier in the show, but I wasn't able to. So you know what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to try to call my mother one last time and see if we can get her on the show and see what she says about the whole spanking thing. We'll go back to that for just a second. All right. Mom, are you going to pick up this time, or are you too busy watching Dancing with the Stars still? Let's find out. Here we go. I'm dialing it, and it's area code. Ba, ba, ba. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, Mom. It's Bob.
Hi.
Hi there. It sounds like you're busy.
How are you doing?
Good. I just wanted to get your take on this story real quick. We're on the air, and I wanted to ask you about how you feel about a parent calling the police to come watch them spank their child.
It's very difficult for me to hear you. I'm just going to step outside. I'm in a restaurant right now.
Okay, this will be real quick. I only got a minute left of my show tonight. But I just wanted to get your comment real quick, because I know you would pick up the belt every now and then to spank me when I did something bad. But how do you feel about the parent calling the police in Okeechobee, Florida, to watch them spank their child?
To watch and spank their child?
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel the child's totally out of control, and the parents don't know what to do, and they're having major issues where the child's going to hurt them, then they do need to call the police to intervene.
Okay, Mom. I love you. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
Enjoy the rest of your dinner, okay? All right. So there you go, folks. Exactly what I thought. Exactly what I thought. A sheepish, ridiculous answer. Oy vey. We'll be back at it tomorrow night with LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Until then, love ya.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With